Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to lounge around, listen to some charming music, celebrate the birthdays of Pops and Zez Confrey, and do the rumba. Now, if you live in the Long Beach or Signal Hill area of Southern California and are a subscriber to Charter Cable, then you have the great good fortune of being able to see yours truly on TV. Thanks to longtime faithful listener Ron, I was a guest on a quite eccentric program hosted by Glenn Banks called Uncle Glenn's Lounge Party, and that program is airing each Saturday in April at 7 p.m. on Channel 3. So if you're in Long Beach, I hope you'll tune in. The rest of you will just have to wait until Dave or Jay call to have me on their shows. Anyway, in celebration of the lounge party, here's a set of rapidly rotating records by some loungers.
Thank you. Difference where it leads me, I'll come running if you need me, anytime, any day, anywhere. Difference where it leads me, I'll come running if you need me, anytime, any day, anywhere.
Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers with a nice trumpet solo by Bunny Berrigan on Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere from February 9, 1933. Others in the band included the Dorsey Brothers, Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, and Frank Signorelli on piano. Chick Bullock sang the Ned Washington lyric to Victor Young's tune. Before that, we heard Burt Loun and his Loungers with the Jazzmee Blues. The Jazzmee Blues was written in 1921 by Tom Delaney, but this recording will be 77 years old the day after tomorrow, having been recorded on April 5, 1928. This is an instrumental version, but Tom Delaney also wrote lyrics to the song. We started off this lounge set with Willard Robison and his Levee Loungers and I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. Once again, I want to thank Glenn Banks for having me on his show, Uncle Glenn's Lounge Party, and listener Ron for putting it together. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I received a very nice email from listener Marty with a request, which I'm pleased to fulfill as part of this next charming set of rapidly rotating records.
Music hath charms, that nothing else has. Music hath charms, though it's classic or jazz. A symphony grand by Schubert or Brahms, a popular band or a uke neath the palms. A melody in minor key can make the teardrop start. And then again, a glad refrain can cheer a lonely heart. Sweet harmony when there's someone in your arms. Oh, baby, it's then that music hath charms.
From old Baghdad, learned how to jam, he would swing like mad. Soon his snakes were nervous wrecks, they got kinks in all their necks. Hard licks made his business bad. Still he went on his merry way, how they'd laugh when he'd start to play. Long as they let him swing, they didn't care. And though he never made a cent playing tunes on his instrument, soon his name was the toast of every harem. Sheikhs knew he was in demand, so they decreed he should lead a band. Now he's weaving magic spells, jamming in the swell hotels. Snake charmer from old Baghdad.
Harplim's charming, she's been waiting patiently. It's getting most alarming, where can he be? It's mighty aggravating, would you call that chivalry? Keeping a lady waiting, where can he be? Must she fret and worry, wish that he would hurry? She's afraid that when he comes, there's going to be a running, ain't a bit of fun in sitting round a twiddling her thumbs. What's keeping her, Prince Charming? She's been waiting patiently. It's getting most alarming. Where can he be?
Charming Thing, yes, the set of charming songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with a request from listener Marty for Music Hath Charms by Bing Crosby. That's from the opening cartoon sequence of the 1930 film The King of Jazz, the only film director John Murray Anderson made. The animation sequence was produced by Walter Lantz, best known for Woody Woodpecker, and was the first Technicolor animation ever produced. The 93-minute review revolves around orchestra leader Paul Whiteman and contains 18 musical numbers and a half dozen comedy sketches, and the elaborate and stylish sets won the film the Academy Award for Art Direction. We'll be hearing more from Paul Whiteman later on in the show. After Bing, we heard Dinah Miller with American violinist Jack Harris and his orchestra and The Snake Charmer, recorded in London on March 5, 1938. Jack Harris was invited to England in 1927 and wound up staying until 1940. Then it was another British band, that of Jack Payne, with Billy Scott Comer performing vocally on What's Keeping My Prince Charming. That's from August 27, 1931. We finished up this charming set of songs with Thomas Fats Waller in his rhythm, August 20th, 1935, and You're So Darn Charming, written by Joe Burke and Harold Spina. You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL-FM, Avalon, a broadcast service of the Catalina Island Performing Arts Foundation.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Thanks, Will. This next set isn't really a request, but I received a very nice email last week from new listener Ray, who is retired from 40 years in broadcast television and who described himself as an old tuba player. I'll take that to mean that Ray plays a tuba that's old. And here for listener Ray is a set of tuba songs, beginning with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks.
The rumble on the tuba down in Cuba. It doesn't take him very long to get a tumble, for all the rumble lovers go into their rumble. Oh, how I'd like to be his double, for without a bit of trouble, with his oompa, 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 he can knock 11 ladies for a loopa. They love the rumble on the tuba down in Cuba. He's not a green horn, he blows a mean horn, a must be seen horn. Oh, he's a whiz. Why, all Havana loves this funny looking booba who plays the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. I can't believe it, but they tell us every peanut vendor's jealous of his oompa oompa oompa. They prefer it to a boopa doopa doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. They love his oompa 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 oompa.
Thank you. A couple of rapidly rotating records featuring some prominent tuba playing. Composed by Fletcher Henderson and Joe Trent, and first published as a piano solo, that was Goose Pimples, played there by the Halfway House Dance Orchestra. The tuba in that October 26, 1927 recording made in New Orleans was played by Simon Marrero, who most often played string bass. Before Goose Pimples, it was Snook'em, also by the Halfway House Dance Orchestra, but this time the tuba player was Chink Martin. That recording was made April 13, 1926. We began that tuba set for listener and old tuba player Ray with Herman Hupfeld's parody of The Peanut Vendor, When Yuba Plays the Rumba on the Tuba, performed by Harry Reeser's Six Jumping Jacks. The vocalist on that June 3, 1931 Brunswick recording was Tom Stax. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Today, April 3rd, marks the 110th anniversary of the birth in Peru, Illinois, of pianist and composer Edward Elzier Confrey, better known as Zez Confrey. He began studying piano at an early age, had a band while in high school, and studied at Chicago Musical College. He worked for the Harry Von Tilzer Music Publishing Company in Chicago and made over 100 piano rolls for the QRS Company. He began recording in the early 1920s. He's probably best known as the composer of Kitten on the Keys, which was actually inspired by his being awakened one night while visiting his grandmother by her cat walking across the keys of the piano. He made several recordings of Kitten on the Keys in 1921 and 22, and Zez Confrey and his orchestra recorded a few dozen sides for Victor between 1922 and 24, although Confrey probably didn't lead the orchestra. On February 12, 1924, Zez Confrey performed several pieces during the famous Aeolian Hall concert, which featured Paul Whiteman and the debut of Rhapsody in Blue. Zez Confrey died of Parkinson's disease in Lakewood, New Jersey on November 22, 1971. Here's Zez Confrey. Thank you.
Attention, folks, speak of jokes, this is one on me. Took my gal to a dance at the armory. Music played, dancers swayed, then we joined the crowd. You know I can't dance, but took a chance, and right then we started stumbling all around, stumbling all around, stumbling all around. So funny, stumbling here and there, stumbling everywhere, and I must declare, I stepped right on her toes, and when she bumped my nose, I fell, and when I rose, I felt ashamed. And told her, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, that's the latest step. My honey, notice all the pep, notice all the pep, notice all the pep. She said, stop mumbling, though you are stumbling. I like it just a little bit, just a little bit, quite a little bit. Young and small, short and tall, folks most everywhere. Take a chance, do this dance, they think it's a bear. People rave, and they crave just to do this step. Off they go, nice and slow, when the band starts playing. Stumbling all around, stumbling all around, stumbling all around. So funny, stumbling here and there, stumbling everywhere. And I must declare, I stepped right on her toes, and when she bumped my nose, I fell, and when I rose, I felt ashamed. And told her, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, that's the latest step. My honey, notice all the pep, notice all the pep, notice all the pep. She said, stop mumbling, though you are stumbling. I like it just a little bit, just a little bit, quite a little bit.
Zez Confrey and his orchestra recorded the day after Christmas 1922 with a Zez Confrey composition, Dumbbell. That was probably a group of Victor studio musicians led not by Zez Confrey but by Nat Shilkret or Eddie King, Victor's directors for popular music at the time, although Mr. Confrey may have been at the piano. Before that, another Confrey composition which was a hit for Billy Murray, the comic song Stumbling. A number of dance orchestras also recorded Stumbling as instrumentals, including Paul Whiteman and Ray Miller. We began our tribute to Zez Confrey with Mr. Confrey definitely at the piano on his September 1921 recording for Edison of his signature piece, Kitten on the Keys. He recorded Kitten for Banner that same month and had recorded it for Brunswick in January. Zez Confrey, born April 3, 1895.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, March 28th, marked the birth in 1890 in Denver, Colorado, of Paul Whiteman. Born into a musical family, his father was superintendent of musical education for the Denver public school system. In 1907, Paul was playing viola in the Denver Symphony Orchestra, and in 1914, the San Francisco Symphony. In 1918, while serving in the U.S. Navy, he organized and trained musicians in the Naval Training Camp Symphony. That same year, he formed a dance band in San Francisco and was soon playing at the Fairmont Hotel. His first recording session was on August 9, 1920 for Victor, and from March to August of 1923, the band made their first tour of England. The orchestra played in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1923, which ran at the New Amsterdam Theater from October 20, 1923 until May 10 of the following year. On February 12, 1924, Paul Whiteman and his Palais Royal Orchestra performed a concert at Aeolian Hall in New York, billed as an experiment in modern music, where George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue was introduced. Whiteman and Gershwin recorded it a few months later on June 10. During the 1940s and 50s, Whiteman worked as musical director for the American Broadcasting Company, but reformed his orchestra from time to time during those decades. In the early 60s, Whiteman played in Las Vegas before retiring. Paul Whiteman died of a heart attack on September 29, 1967, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Here's Paul Whiteman.
C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N O-P-L-E Constantinople. Teacher in a school giving a lesson one afternoon. Little Tommy Tompkins was the dunce, and what a fool, didn't know which was the sun or moon. Wow. Teacher said to Tommy Tompkins, well, see if you can sing this while you spell Constantinople.
C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O-P-L-E
Constantinople.
It's as easy to sing it as saying your ABC. C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O-P-L-E. Show your pluck, now try your luck and sing it loud with me.
Constantinople.
C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O-P-L-E
C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-N-O-P-L-E.
city you're talking about?
What is the city I'm talking about?
Yes.
Constantinople.
How do you spell it?
How do I spell Constantinople?
Yes.
I guess I'm talking about Rome.
Oh, what a lad, your spelling's bad. I'll give you your alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U. V, W, X, Y, Z.
Etc. It should not be so hard to spell correctly. Since I made you learn your alphabet.
Constantinople.
Overheard those birdies talking today, and I know just why they're acting this way.
Now first the bluebird said, we've got to have sunny weather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbird said, we're birds of a different feather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds bring rain. And then the bluebirds all agreed to bring that sunshine again. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
Ba 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 ba.
Instead of the blackbirds, here are say.
First the
bluebird said, we gotta have sunny weather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbird said, we're birds of a different feather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds bring the rain. And all the bluebirds then agreed to bring that sunshine again. For we
can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever.
You can take those bluebirds, take those blackbirds, mix them together, you get fair weather. And that's the reason the bluebirds and the blackbirds got to
We started the show with Music Hath Charms from the animated opening sequence of The King of Jazz, and there we had another song from the film, So the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds Got Together. The vocal is, of course, by the Rhythm Boys, Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Barris. Harry Barris wrote So the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds Got Together along with Billy Moll. Last segment, we heard Billy Murray's vocal recording of Zez Confrey's Stumbling, and we just heard Paul Whiteman's instrumental version from a few months earlier, recorded March 30th, 1922. We began this Paul Whiteman segment with Constantinople from May 17th, 1928. In addition to Crosby, Rinker, and Barris, Gaylord, Young, and Fulton joined in the vocal. I selected that song specifically for my colleague Paul because of a conversation we had the other day about the song Istanbul is Constantinople. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.
Thank you.